So you want to be part of a great team? I ask, as did John Katzenbach and Douglas Smith in their book The Wisdom of Teams. The why you'd want to is obvious and likely twofold. First, teams generate results. A great team is more than the sum of its individual parts. And in business, as well as arts, science, sports, and even religion, team performance matters more than individual performance. Second, being part of a great team is unforgettable. Shared accomplishment is one of life's amazing experiences. Unfortunately, despite the compelling reasons to create great teams, they are in fact quite rare. How many groups have you been in? How many of them would you say were teams? And how many of those were great teams? I'm with Katzenbach and Smith, who found through tens, if not hundreds of interviews, that being on a great team is really rare. For most people, it will happen but a couple times in their organizational careers. And yet you say, I sure do, I want to be part of a great team. So what do we do? I'll share my major takeaway from The Wisdom of Teams after these don'ts. Don't hold a team building retreat. Don't mainly focus on relationships. Don't try to make it fun. Instead, they suggest the most important part of forming a great team is combining a great shared purpose with clear performance outcomes that everyone buys into. My experience as a worker, coach, and consultant all tell me they are dead on when they write that, quote, far too many teams casually accept goals that are neither demanding, precise, realistic, nor actually held in common. Real teams' most fundamental characteristic is a relentless focus on performance. So what a perfect time, beginning of the year, Golden Globe season, road to the Final Four, to ask your team if they really want to be a great team. And if so, spend the time to clearly articulate the performance goals to which you will all hold yourselves accountable. Hash them out, get agreement, get some small wins, and keep those targets in front of you. Katzenbach and Smith write, no group ever becomes a team until it can hold itself accountable as a team. What will you hold yourselves accountable for? You lead your best self.